This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. Komail Zarin is an artist who is originally from Iran and now lives in Malaysia. His art is rather difficult to describe, as it draws both from the world around him as well as a more introspective view of life. His upcoming exhibition, called Here Beyond, gives us a glimpse into how Komail relates to the world. The show is on at Improv Bistro in Wisma Lim Fuyong from the 1st to the 8th of March. And joining me today are Komail Zarin and his collaborator, Ali Hill.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Let's start with, I suppose, maybe an obvious question, the name of the exhibition itself. It's called Here Beyond. Where does that come from?
I think from the activity itself, making art, creating. You do it with the materials that are available to you from where you are, but your journey can be beyond that. Experiencing time, through time, creating itself. That's what I mean by journey, creating.
And Ali, what is your role in the show?
Okay, I think I'd like to talk about more than just my role.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want to put a title to what I do, what I'm doing for this exhibition. It's because it's become like a creative collaboration of friends that we've invited to come together, and it's just something that I'm really passionate about right now. I'm a graphic designer, but I really I don't believe in just working alone these days. I think this, you know, our experience as a designer, as a craftsperson, as a human being, is just so much more enriched in working in a creative collaboration. So what's happened here is we have got some friends who are talented musicians, and they are going to be improvising music, original music, in response to the paintings, and they're going to be there on the opening night. My role is maybe more the graphic design side of things, putting things together and talking to people about it, the communication side. On the way here, we were talking to a friend who's an ecologist, but also a poet, and he's also again written in response to this exhibition and to the paintings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just made it into a, and also the owner of the bistro, again, their love and their support in embracing this whole thing and just really giving that huge moral support to say, yes, we believe in this, let's do it together, you know. And it's gone so much further beyond just, using that word beyond, it's gone so much further than just, you know, a restaurant wanting to promote, co-promote themselves, or me trying to do some nice design work, or, you know, a writer. And we have another friend, June Yi, who is, she's written this really insightful piece about, which is her response to the process of that she's observed in the painting as well. It's become a really enriching experience for all of us, beyond just, hey, this is quite an interesting thing to do, mutually very enriching process.
I find it interesting, Komail, hearing Ali talk, that this sort of network or this sort of support group that you've got around you while you're creating this art and making this putting together this exhibition. How did this happen? Is this something that sort of naturally happens for you with other people?
It can happen naturally. I think there is a spirit that you resonate to as an individual when you're creating. Sometimes that spirit can move few people at the same time together. I think it is the theme nature that connects us all, that we thought of one another when we were doing it. We could think of each other. And
is nature a significant theme in this exhibition?
Elements taken from nature, elements of nature, would be a subject in some of the paintings here, but it is more acknowledging nature.
And what does that mean when you say
not ignore? With my art, but for the artist, the fact that nature exists. Mm-hmm. You measure yourself with nature. Paul Cézanne, the painter, says, when I judge art, I put my painting next to a God-made object, like a tree or a flower. If it clashes, it is not art. So he compares it.
Oh, that's a beautiful way of putting it.
It is good to know that nature is there and your creation does not have to be a representation of it, but could be could feel as real as it does, as nature does. Mm. So it's a mirror. We look at nature, we see ourselves. It reminds us of something that is about ourselves.
To step back a little bit to maybe give some context, you're originally from Iran. How have you ended up in Malaysia?
You know, the current situation in Iran is not very good. Mm-hmm. It's been the same for last half century. So I think basically I had a lot of reasons to escape from Iran, to survive, to stay alive. So I had to distance myself.
As a painter as well as an individual, isn't it?
Yeah, both.
Mm. And as a musician.
To me, painting is not a different thing to me. Painting is my natural expression, a natural way of being. Mm.
So you are a refugee here in Malaysia.
I am.
How long have you been here?
Almost 8 years now.
And I think you had your debut exhibition here, right? In 2015?
True.
I do understand, though, that your father was an artist as well.
Yes.
And accomplished in several ways. He was a painter, calligraphist as well?
Yes.
And was he also a musician?
Yes, he was.
So did your interest in art kind of develop from there, from being alongside your father?
Certainly, yes. So he was a very gifted man, self-taught in all these areas, self-taught musician, self-taught painter, calligraphy artist, and he had a very generous spirit in sharing what he had. So he shared with me when I was 4 years old, 5 years old, he started sharing with me what he had. Not in a forceful way. I loved it. It was all available. He allowed me, I think because he also saw in me a genuine love for this. So I think we were both glad that we could enjoy it together alongside.
And have you been making art since you were 4?
Always, yes.
And the things that you learned from your father, the approach and the kind of work he used to do, how big a presence is that in your work now?
Yes, a lot. Knowing that the first time that I recognized this smell, oil paint, for example, or the smell of ink in calligraphy. So these all make me think of my father most of the time when I start painting, and many things about painting. There is a connection there.
And how would you describe your approach to art and your approach as an artist?
I think I'm influenced by Persian poetry, I think, a lot. I'm Iranian. We all read poetry. And they're full of metaphors, playing with ideas. And improvising with ideas, how far you could go.
So your painting, would you call it an improvisational process?
With ideas? Yes.
Do you start with a particular idea or theme in mind, or is it much more intuitive that you start painting and then it evolves?
Yeah, I'm realizing it's more and more, the heart of it is the need to paint. Mm-hmm. And you will know all the other things along the way, even the subject, what it will be. But there is something about the very activity painting. Mm-hmm. To me, paintings, they are visual poems. Also, those that are abstract, the musicality in it, the musicality of the form, the colors.
I think through my friendship with Komil and sort of being privileged to observe and a little bit closer the painting process, the creative process. I've come to learn a lot of really valuable things about how to see art, and then by extension, eventually, how to create art. It's valuable to me especially because I'm a commercial artist, right? And for years now, I've had this yearning, this desire to want to paint, to want to create something for myself, not for clients. And I stare at the paper and the canvas and I freeze because I cannot remove from me that years of conditioning of you start with, what would people think of this piece? Mm. Who is the target audience, actually? Are people going to like this? Am I going to like this? And all those things I'm beginning to realize I have to get out of my head before I can even start the real process of making art. Mm. Even I myself don't need to like it. That's very, very important. And it's a barrier that I'm still fighting to remove from my own process. And I've come to learn that, very importantly, that we don't need to know what a painting means. We need to know how it makes us feel. And we need to know how it moves us. And we need to... Then the meaning comes. And the meaning is different for everyone, right? The experience is different for
Absolutely,
everyone. And it's
yeah.
all valid. Mm-hmm. I've also learned how to not use so often kind of quite meaningless words like, oh, it's great, it's beautiful. You carry on.
I to myself, I told myself that it is my painting is not much about what I want to say. It's more what the painting said to me.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
We usually look at paintings, artworks, and we try to find out what the artist wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of artists are not very interesting to me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I like artists who were there to witness.
Mm-hmm.
And they transcribed what they heard.
I like this idea of yes. artist as witness.
Yes.
Yeah. It's
to transcribe what comes
yes.
As you go deeper into yourself,
mm-hmm.
into your being.
Yeah. Mm. Then it's a search.
Then it is authentic.
Have you had formal art training, Komel?
With my father and alongside my father, yes.
But beyond that, any, you know, your work evolved through your own practice?
I started working at a very early age. The early age, I was more interested in drawing cartoons and caricatures. So I started working with the animation team in a TV center in Iran for 6-7 years. I was doing character design, movement design. 2D animation, frame by frame. So I was working those years, and I learned from those colleagues who were all grown-ups. They were much older than me. They were all graduates. So they kind of shared with me the material, the educational materials around art, music, literature, visual art.
It's interesting that you mentioned things like music and literature, because, and you mentioned this a little bit about poetry, but I understand that music and poetry and other forms of creative arts are things that actually are very important in your art-making process for you.
I think it's the influence of those early years of doing animation. I love cinema, and I like that how in cinema they all come together. You have music, you have story, you have picture, you have frame, and I think I still dream to make movies.
Oh, wow. Okay. And how does all this translate into your painting?
Oh, I think painting is a supreme form of... This is Leonardo da Vinci says that he was a master of many arts, but he thought painting is a supreme to all arts, with the power of being more real than reality.
I feel like everything Komel says needs to be quoted.
Leonardo says that.
Well, that's true. And I can really see how, for you, it's that poetry and painting, they're not very different. They're almost
Indeed.
The same process
Indeed.
For you.
It helps us to make sense of the chaos that's around us in a way, isn't it?
They are different,
but
they share also. Arts, I think, we can call them arts.
Tell me a little bit about your techniques or the kind of medium that you like, the kind of media that you like to work with.
My favorite, most favorite medium, media to create art, I think, is basically paper and pencil.
Mm.
Because they are accessible. I could even borrow a piece of paper and a ballpoint pen to draw, to sketch. So it is not really about medias. Anything, maybe I'm also, I like to explore new medias. I like drawing on the sand, on the shore with your finger or a stick. That is, maybe that is my most favorite media to create art that will be washed away. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it is actually, there is something that is the same when you do with oil, when you do.
The exhibition itself is actually showcasing quite a variety of different things, right? There are also sketches.
Yes.
There are some works that look like they're inspired by calligraphy. And then there are paintings as well. How long a period are we looking at in terms of the works that are being shown? Are they all recent works?
Yes, this exhibition is focused on the recent works, the works that have been created through last year.
Mm-hmm. And in what ways have the works evolved and changed from your previous exhibitions and your previous collections?
In my previous works, I was still doing representative paintings. In new works, the unknown has taken over as a search. So I have started this search. That is painting right now. That's what painting is to me. And I think it's going to continue.
And I'm not just saying this because he's my friend, but really, I'm very excited. It's still happening. Some of them are still being painted.
Mm-hmm.
As an observer of Cormel's work for a few years now, yes, there's definitely been that shift. I won't say for the better or for the worse or anything. It's just what I'm really proud to see is that you've gone on this journey, and you've followed the path steadfastly. And it's not about whether you get better or worse, or you know, it doesn't even count. It's the taking that journey, committing to it steadfastly with whatever comes, whatever challenges come, that matters for anyone, and especially for an artist. And the art, I was going to say this earlier, it just came to me now. It's, again, the thing that some of our conversations that really inspire me is the difference between... what we do commercially, whether we're illustrators or designers, is that the end product is king, right? And it's all about the end product. But, you know, for an artist, the true authentic experience of making art is that process, right? And that process being part of the wider, the longer journey. Mm. You know, the painting is almost like, I feel like it's like a byproduct, you know. It's not the most important thing, and that's beautiful. That's also about learning to put down your ego, and to just heed whatever is in you, that spirit that's in you that's telling you what to do.
So it's, in many ways, the exhibition is as much an exhibition of your process and your journey as it is an exhibition of your work.
Yes.
Now I'm going to. I'm almost going to contradict myself, because I'm going to ask you, what will we see when we come to the exhibition?
Oh, so each of these canvases, so you can see them as, there is a connection between them. They have been painted one after the other, and you don't really know where is it that one ends, one painting ends and the other one begins. Seeing the whole body of paintings together, I hope it will give you an insight, a window to think through.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have elements there that I'm painting them. So elements that would make you think of things, matters. Maybe not much the canvas itself. at the same time that canvas is doing that. But then each of these paintings, what you will be expecting to see, they have been created through different status of mind, maybe, mm-hmm. emotions, mm-hmm. different states I was in. Some of them are the result of a pure, of an intense anxiety, some of them. Not that you would see a chaos on a canvas necessarily, because somehow painting was a way for me to transform that anxiety
right.
to a composition
mm.
where I could make sense of it, or I could at least have expressed myself through it and be done with it. And that's a beautiful process and beautiful relationship there. So each of these canvases, yes, some of them are the results of anxiety. Some of them are expressions of love. Some of them are longings. Some of them, so quite, yeah. But they are all related, I think. The yes. whole body, I think, oh. together. I, yeah.
They're all parts of you, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm realizing myself. I'm seeing myself through them.
Mm-hmm.
So they help me see myself.
Mm. And what do you hope that people who come to the exhibition will take away?
Encouragement. I hope they will be encouraged. I hope first they would have a good time, that is a refreshing time, empowering time for the during duration of their visit at the place. But then after that, I hope it will be inspiring for them, encouraging for them to make more room for creativity and creative way of being. Yeah, I hope it could inspire them. It has inspired me. So they are the evidence that I was inspired when I was painting them.
Mm. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining me today. I've been speaking to artist Komail Zarin and his collaborator Ali Hill about Komail's exhibition Here Beyond. The show is on at Improv Bistro at Wisma Lim Fu Yong from the 1st to the 8th of March. And for more information, you can search for Komail Art on Facebook. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on our BFM app. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.